Welcome to the Daily International OU Tehillim and Physics phone call. This is Naftali Herman from the Orthodox Union. Thank you so much for joining today's call on Yom Chamishi, the 24th day of the month of Tammuz. Thank you to our wonderful and generous sponsors, in particular the Schwartz family, for their continued support and whose names are prominently listed in the OU Today daily email. If you would like to sponsor future calls, please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. The deadline to submit a sponsorship for tomorrow's email is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to introduce Rabbi Eliezer Zwickler, Mor D'Astra of Avas Achim B'nai Jacob and David in West Orange, New Jersey, to share Divrei Chizik, which will be immediately followed by Rabbi Zwickler reciting our daily three chapters of Tehillim, the Mishaberach L'Cholim, and Achenu. We will conclude the call with a brief conversation with Rabbi Zwickler to learn more about his wonderful community. Please stay tuned afterwards for information regarding tomorrow's speaker, the Chavod, with great honor, Rabbi Zwickler.
Thank you very much, Rabbi Herman, and hello to everyone out there, and thank you to the Orthodox Union for doing this wonderful call. You know, this time of year, as we're preparing for the 3 weeks, many rabbis usually take vacation. After the 3 weeks, rabbis take vacation, people take vacation, it's summertime. And most of us are not taking vacations this summer, but we're thinking back to previous vacations. And I remember 2 years ago, I was about to take a flight with my family from Newark Airport to San Diego, where we were about to start our 2 week vacation in California. And it was a stormy day. And first we were told the flight was supposed to leave at 3 o'clock. It ended up, it was rescheduled for 6 o'clock. We were in the airport, we're waiting. The flight did not leave till about 10 o'clock and arrived in San Diego close to 1 in the morning. Okay, it happens. What could we possibly do? We checked in, got our car, and then drove to the hotel. When we got to the hotel, they told us, here is your room, gave us the keys, went up to the hotel room, finally exhausted. The hotel room was on the other side of the hotel, so we had to carry all of our bags with us. And finally, we get to the room, and as I was trying to open the door, the key wasn't working. All of a sudden, someone screams from the other side of the door. They gave us a room that someone was already in. Go back all the way down to the lobby into another building, back to the front desk where we were told, sorry, we don't have any other rooms. What a way to start a vacation. And the challenge was, the next morning, after they finally figured something out, how do we manage to take yesterday and make it a part of the past and start our vacation anew and enjoy ourselves? And the reason why I mention all of this is that this coming week's parshios that we read are parshas Matos and Maaseh, double parsha. And the beginning of the second parsha, Maaseh, is literally means journeys. The Torah tells us all of the journeys that the Jewish people took in the Midbar in the desert, 42 different places that they stopped during their 40 years in the desert. And the Sifsei Tzadikim, one of the commentaries, notices something in the very first word. And that is the word Ele, Aleph Lamed He, means these. Very often in the Torah, that word Ele actually has another letter that's placed in front of the Aleph to mean Ve'ele, and these. So he finds it noteworthy that here, when speaking about the journeys, it says Ele, whereas in other places it says Ve'ele. What should be the distinction between the two? So he explains, as Rashi tells us elsewhere, that if the word Ele appears by itself, that means these. Let's focus on these. Forget about what was before this. If it says Ve'ele, if there is a Vav added, then it means and these. We're adding on to what was beforehand. And so he explains as follows. He says, when it comes to the journeys of the Jewish people, when it comes to our journeys in life, the journeys that we take in life every single day, let's remember that we have to focus on the Ele, these, and not on the Ve'ele, focus on today and not have to focus on the negative experiences or what may have transpired yesterday in the negative sense, but only take with us that which we can build upon, that which we can grow upon in the current journey that we're on. Sometimes in life, we tend to have experiences that slow us down and don't allow us to travel in a comfortable way without fear, without worry, without concern from one journey to the next because of the various experiences that took place that were difficult. And perhaps what the Torah is teaching us here is that when we travel, when we take a journey, there are times that we need to just leave whatever negativity was in the past behind us and look at today as a bright new day, a day of opportunity, a day of ability to focus on where we are and the growth that we can achieve. Thank you for listening, and I will now proceed with Tehillim, Perek Chof, number 20. L'mnatzeach mizmor l'David. Yancha Adonai b'yom tzara, yisagevcha shem Elohei Yaakov. Yishlach ezrecha mikodesh, umitzion yisadeka. Yizkor kol minchosecha, v'yolascha yidashene tzela. Yitain lecha chilva becha, v'chol atzascha yimalei. Niranina b'yishua secha uv'shem Eloheinu nidgol, yimalei Adonai kol mishalo secha. Ata yadati ki hoshia Adonai mishicho, yanehu mishmei kodsho, bigvuros yesha yimino. Eilev arechev, eilev asusim, v'anachnu b'shem Adonai Eloheinu nazkir. Hema karu v'nafalu, v'anachnu kamnu v'nithodad. Adonai Hoshia, Hamelech ya'aneinu v'yom koreinu. Tehillim Chof Zayin, 27. L'David, Adonai ori v'yishi mimi ira. Adonai ma'oz chayai mimi efchad. Bikrov alai mireim lecholes bisari, tarai ve'oi vaili, hema chashlu b'nafalu. Im tachane alai machane lo yira libi, im takum alai milchama bizos ani boteach. Achash sha'alti me'es Adonai, osa avakesh. Shifti beveis Adonai kol yemei chayai. Lachzos b'noam Adonai ulevaker b'hecholo. Ki yitzpineni b'suko b'yom ra'o yastireni b'seser ohalo b'tzur yirom emeni. V'yata yarum roshi aloivai sivivosai v'yezbecha v'yohalo zivchei srua ashira v'azamara l'Adonai. Shema Adonai koli ekra v'choneni v'aneni. L'cho amar libi pakshu panai, es panecha Adonai abakesh. Al taser panecha mimeni. Al tat biaf abdecha ezrasi ha'isa. Al titsheni v'al tazveni Elohei yishi. Ki avi v'imi azavuni v'adonai ya'aspeni. Horeni Adonai darkecha unecheni be'orach mishor lema'an shoriroi. Al titaneni b'nefesh tzarai. Ki kamuvi edei sheker v'yefeyach chamas. Lulei ha'amanti liroz b'tuv Adonai b'eretz chayim. Kavei el Adonai chazak v'yameis libecha v'kavei el Adonai. Tehillim 130, Kuf Lamed. Shir hamalos mimamakim krasicha Adonai. Adonai shino v'koli tihiena oznecha kashuvos l'kol tachanunoi. Im avonos tishmor ya Adonai mi amod. Ki imecha slicha leman tivare. Ki visi Adonai ki vesa nafshi velidvaro hochalti. Nafshi la Adonai mishomrim laboker, shomrim laboker. Yachel Yisrael el Adonai. Im Adonai achesed v'harbe imo fidus. V'hu yifdeh es Yisrael mikol avonosov. Mishaberach procholim. The prayer for those who are ill. Mishaberach avoseinu Avraham yitchok v'yaakov. Moshe v'yaron David v'shlomo. Tzorif karoch avoleya v'yivarech v'irape es hacholim. Besoch Shar Chole Yisrael. Bahur Shekol Hakahal Mispalim Bahuram. Bisharzea Kadosh Baruchu Yimale Rachamim Alehem. Lachlimam, Ulabraposom, Lachazikam, Ulhachiosom. Vishlach Lahem Mehera Rafua Shlema Minashamayim. Lachole Barehem, Ulachogidehem, Besoch Shar Chole Yisrael. Refuas ha-nefesh, refuas ha-guf, hashta ba-agala uvizman kariv, v'namar, amen.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Zwickler. As we transition into the next part of our call, how are you, your family, and your wonderful community doing?
Baruch Hashem, everyone is doing great, adjusting like everyone else in the world to our new reality.
Yeah, it's a new norm and one that we hope at some point in the near future we can go back to an old, but will also be a new simultaneously. I've had the great fortune to visit West Orange on several occasions and to have davened at AABJ and D. For our listeners who may not be as familiar with your community, would it be possible to please share with us a brief overview of the shul and the community in general?
Sure. We are the largest Orthodox shul in Essex County, New Jersey. We're located probably about 20 minutes away from Newark Airport. Our shul has a rich history, and one of the beautiful parts of it is that we have a diverse population. Age-wise, we've had a tremendous uptick in younger families moving to our community of late. We are a community that has a very rich history, but also a very rich future. It started when the Jewish community was moving out of Newark, and part of the shuls that closed up in Newark merged into our shul that already existed in West Orange. And over the course of time, our community has continued to grow. Right now, we're about 450 families. And it's a really beautiful place to be because we have a sort of very community-centered, a shul-centered community. And I always talk about our community being our shul being our second home and our children's second home. And I would say that that's really the goal. And has always been the goal of the institution.
Amazing. Well, you talk about growth and how the community is growing and the number of families in the community. How would you say your community has grown during the ongoing pandemic? Has something changed? Do you anticipate something that needs to change? Or perhaps the story is something unique to your community that you could potentially share with our listeners today?
Our community was built on chesed. On kindness, chesed, would say the three pillars of Jewish life, which of course is ala Torah, the ala avoda, the ala gemilas chasadim. The Torah is the foundation of everything. Our avoda, our davening, and our shul, obviously that We weren't able to, like everyone else in the world. And our Gemilas Chasadim, we have always been a community that has really taken great pride in the chesed that we as individuals and collectively as communities have been able to share for and with each other. And immediately when this all started, there was a WhatsApp group that was formed and was just there for people who were suffering from COVID themselves and couldn't even go out to a store to get themselves Gatorade in order to stay hydrated, to people who were shopping for the elderly. We put together Pesach packages for those who couldn't make Pesach so that they had Pesach for them going through the difficult Pesach that many people were alone, those singles who were alone. So people have stepped up. Honestly, for me, I don't look at it and say, wow, I'm so surprised, because living in this community, it's been my expectation that the type of people who are here are people who are all about community and all about chesed, all about each other. So I can't say that, you know, there were parts of this community that I never saw before that I finally saw when COVID hit. I always knew this special part of our community. I was always very familiar with it, and all I could say is that I wasn't surprised, and Baruch Hashem, thank God, I was not disappointed that the people who stepped up and the community that stepped up did as you know, was there for each other during this most, I would say, not only just difficult time, but really this once-in-a-generation, once-in-a-lifetime experience that we've been having over the last number of months.
Wow, truly incredible. You mentioned WhatsApp. I believe you have a daily 2-minute WhatsApp chat that you share.
I do. I do. We started it last year, September, right around the Elul time. I have a 2-minute daily ponder. We call RZ as Rabbi Zwickler's daily ponder. And I figured I would just share a thought with people, and turned out from the day it started all the way through, it goes Monday through Friday. I ended up having to start an additional chat because so many people were listening to it, and it's just a daily thought tied into perhaps the Parsha of the week, perhaps a Shabbos theme, but it really is the experiences in my life where I feel the Torah comes to life, that the Torah is not just a story, but that there are really daily lessons that we can walk away and be impacted by. And it has really given me a tremendous opportunity during this time in particular, that my congregants, that people who are part of this, the ponder, who listen to the ponder, have a chance to hear from me and hear what's on my mind on a regular basis. And that's been a tremendous opportunity, tremendous zechus, tremendous honor for me, that I have so many people listening. And I invite everyone who's on this call, if they would like to join on to the ponder, I can give out a phone number that they could text, and then they'll be added to it. The phone number is 973-975-2128. That's 973-975-2128. And the ponder lasts basically between two. Sometimes I get a little bit over 2 minutes and 45 seconds, but it's really quick, but it's jam-packed with meaning. And I would love anyone who would want to join. I would be really honored.
Amazing.
That's my little thing. Thank you so much, Rabbi Herman.
Of course. And just one last question. Where is West Orange, your shul, specifically at this moment in terms of partial openings? Are you in the building? Are you outside? And do you anticipate anything changing in the near future?
Yeah, great question. So we moved to Backyard Minyanim in the middle of June. And I guess toward the end of June, we started a minyan in the shul. We were very clear that we want people to feel comfortable, and we don't want anyone to feel pressured. There are those who are still davening, most of the community is still davening in Backyard Minyanim. We have one minyan that's in the shul building itself, of course, socially distanced with masks. And that minyan is there in order to establish that there is a minyan in our home. And although we have been exiled from our home, we are eagerly anticipating and waiting to be able to be back there. But until that time, we're really you know, we're really staying together united as a community, albeit in different backyards. So we have about 9 backyards set up throughout the community, in mm-hmm. which all under the auspices of the shul, in which people are still connecting to each other, connecting to Hashem, of course, and connecting to the shul as well.
Amazing. Could you give us that phone number just one more time in case anyone else?
Yes, thank you. 973-975-2128.
Perfect. Rabbi Zwickler, thank you so much for being on the call today and for providing us with a brief picture of what sounds like an incredible community. As they are with all of Klal Yisrael and of the entire world, our thoughts, our tefillot, our prayers are with you and your community for continued bracha, success, and good health. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and a refuah for all those in need will be answered with tova for good. And may the Rabboni Sha'olam, the master of the world, speedily bring an end to these days of concern and uncertainty. Please join us again tomorrow, Friday, Erev Shabbos Kodesh, at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, for words of inspiration from Rabbi Shlomo Agerstein of the Stony Brook Hebrew Congregation in Stony Brook, New York. This concludes today's call with hearts full of faith. Stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing everyone a wonderful, safe, and healthy day.